Good morning, everybody. I don't like to be way up on the stage, so I moved it down here. I'm going to pray real quick, and then we're going to get started with whatever's happening. thank you, God, for today. Thank you just for your love and for your goodness, and that you're just such a good, good God. Thank you for all that you've blessed us with, and just for the opportunity that me and the youth have to share this morning what we've learned. Thank you for each of our stories, and that you've all taught us different things, and thank you for the opportunities that you give us to share our stories. I pray for any nerves that anyone's feeling, that those would just melt away, and that everybody would just be able to speak clearly, and that this morning would just go smoothly, and that you would be glorified in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to start. Hold on, this is not going to work. I'm going to start by reading, Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3:20-21. And it says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And that verse just sums up so well my life, and specifically like this past year with the youth group. If you would have told me like 5 years ago that I would be up in front of y'all like doing like the sermon time, I'd have been like, nope. I would have not done it. But here I am, and God is good. And I've had the opportunity to lead the youth group for the past year, which has been so awesome. I love doing it so much. I love diving into the Word with them and hearing what they have to say on it and just being able to share God's Word with them. When I started back in September, I had 10 youth consistently come every week. It was pretty much the same 10, and it was a solid group. Y'all are amazing. Most of you are here this morning. I wasn't at youth group this past week because my family was camping, but the week before that, there was 25 children at youth group. I don't know where they come from, but they keep showing up. And so I just want to praise God for what he's done in the youth group and for the kids in the youth group that have invited friends to come, and the friends invite friends, and it's just an awesome thing. So I have some of my youth here this morning. If y'all want to come up, there's a few of you. You can come up too. Okay, so this past year, we went through the book of Acts. I had them fill out a survey at the beginning of the year, kind of saying, like, what do you want to learn about? What do you want to learn? Because I want to teach you guys something that you're interested in, that you're not just going to be like, ooh. So, the one book of the Bible that came up multiple times on the different little surveys was Acts. And I was like, beautiful, we'll go through Acts. The early church, wonderful, let's learn some things. And we made it all the way through the book of Acts. So each week I would give them a chapter to read, and they were supposed to read that chapter the week before, because it's important to be in the Word throughout the week and not just on Sundays and Tuesday nights. So they would read the chapters, and then we would come, and I had like little fill-in-the-blank sheets that they would fill in, and we'd go through Scripture. And so one big theme in Acts was sharing your story. Throughout Acts, we see people going around. Paul goes like pretty much everywhere, and he shares his story. But his story is the story of what God's done in his life. And so after we wrapped up going through Acts, each of them and a lot of others had the opportunity to share their story of what God's done in their life, which is really, really cool. Because I've known all of them since they were born, pretty much. But it's cool to like dive in a little deeper and see what's God working on in you. And the amount of humility that they had in sharing, like, this is something I really struggle with, and some deep, raw, honest stuff was really awesome. I think it really brought our group close together. So thank you guys for sharing your stories. And this morning, they're each going to share one or two things that they pulled out of the book of Acts as a whole. So you don't get to hear their whole stories this morning. I'm sorry. They're all awesome. So if you guys maybe want to talk to them, maybe they want to share some of their stories, maybe not. I just put you all on the spot there. But this morning, maybe we can just go down the row. If you guys just want to share your name and what you learned from Acts. Go for it, Trey.
If you didn't know, my name is Trey. Something that, out of the many things that stood out to me while going through Acts, was that God uses misfits, and he allowed the Gentiles to have salvation. He doesn't see as man sees. I think it's in 1 Samuel that it says that. But he looks at the heart, and it just blows me away how he cares for everybody, and he wanted to let the Gentiles have salvation too.
My name's Jonas, and one of the things that I took out of Acts was that you can't deceive God or trick him like Ananias and Sapphira tried to do, and that you cannot get away with that, and that you can't trick him.
My name is Annie, and one thing I learned from Acts is Paul was in prison quite a few times and brought before numerous government authorities. But the first thing that I think of this is what a troublesome time it was for Paul and how difficult it was to stand in front of people and share the gospel. But really, my perspective came from a first-glance compassion that didn't really see the other side of things. I do believe it was challenging for Paul, but the point is, Paul's position was a huge key in God's plan. This position, what seemed to be awful at the time, gave Paul unique opportunities to share what really meant the world to Paul. Many times, Paul could have been just silent and fit in with the crowd, but I don't think Paul regretted any time he was in front of a group to share what really meant to him. Paul took the opportunity, and the Spirit led him to say powerful words. I just want to encourage everybody to be comfortable with stepping out of your comfort zone, being able to share. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alex. As we were going through Acts, something that I noticed was how all the disciples and apostles were kind of human. In 15:36 to 41, Paul and Barnabas have a disagreement, big enough disagreement that they actually break up from each other and go different ways. I figured that if the people, the apostles, couldn't even get along perfectly, that, and they couldn't be perfect, we can never be perfect either. And it's kind of encouraging to me.
I'm the tall one.
Sorry. I'm Noah, and something I pulled from Acts, I'm kind of going to bounce off of Jonas a little bit. You can't trick him. And when you make a mistake, his love is a lot bigger than we, I think, give him credit for. His, you know, like Alex said, the apostles were human, but God still loved them. So.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you, guys. As I was wrapping up Acts, and I had them all share what they learned, kind of like one or two things. This was in like April or so, we were all like on Zoom or something, which I'm thankful we were able to still like meet digitally even through all this craziness. But I wrote down the things that they all said, and so I'm just going to read off a list of like what they, some of the things you've heard from them, and something some other kids said of what they learned out of Acts. Someone said that no matter where they, like Paul or Peter or any of the people, no matter where they went, they were safe. And they went through like prisons and shipwrecks and stonings and ridiculous stuff. And like they were safe. God kept them safe no matter where they went. The huge emphasis that there was on fellowship, that was a huge part of the early church, was just that community and fellowship and being together. The community instead of division, and acceptance instead of shunning, how they, it took them a while, but they eventually like welcomed Paul in, and then they welcomed the Gentiles in, and then that division was slowly broken down. And though it seems like we are alone, that like God's got us, like wherever we are, God's got us, and that we're helpless without God, but God protects us, and that Paul was so dedicated to Christ and what he wanted, despite all the craziness that he went through, like the shipwrecks and being in prison multiple times and like all of that stuff, Paul was still faithful. Kind of like you guys said, God uses ordinary people. Don't be jealous. You can't trick and deceive God, and God can transform who we are. So those were just a few of the things that the youth learned from Acts, which I think is really awesome. There were 7 main points. Do you guys want to sit on the steps, or do you guys want to keep standing? It doesn't matter to me. There are 7 main points that we kind of like picked up on through the book of Acts. So the first one, these aren't in no particular order, these are just the 7 things, was sensitivity to and obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Paul and the early church, just they were so incredibly in tune with the Holy Spirit and what God wanted them to do. Do you guys have any examples of when someone in Acts was sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Putting y'all on the spot. Also, it's like August and we wrap this up in like April, so I'm digging way back in their brains a little bit.
I think when Philip was preaching to the Ethiopian,
mm-hmm.
the Spirit led him to do that.
Yep, I had that written down. So Philip was led to go preach to this Ethiopian, and that's in Acts 9. Why am I Luke? Anybody else? No, it's okay. That was a ways back. So people were just, you can see, I have a few references. Paul in chapter 20 of Acts. Where's chapter 20? So as he was wrapping up his third missionary trip, he felt so incredibly strongly because of the Holy Spirit in him that he was supposed to go back to Jerusalem, even though in Jerusalem there was people that wanted to murder him and kill him. And all of his brothers and sisters in Christ were like, no, do not go there. You are going to die. And he's like, no, I'm going to be sensitive and obedient to the Spirit and follow through on that and go where he's leading me. So that was another instance of that. And as you read it, you can just see person after person being sensitive to where the Spirit leads. Second thing was the importance of gathering together as a community of believers. And I just want to, like, commend these guys because after, like, we were done meeting on, like, Zoom and we were able to, like, meet in person again. We've been, like, meeting outside, just whatever. But they came back and they, like, didn't want to leave when it was time to go home. They just missed that community so much on Tuesday nights. And they would come and they would stay till, like, 9 o'clock. And I was like, guys, we really got to go home now. And they've invited friends, and, like, it's just grown. And I think they've really realized how important that Christian community is in their lives. Do you guys have any examples of, like, community in Acts?
I mean, they, like, would eat together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of fellowship meals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do that often.
Yep. In chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came on them at Pentecost, they were all gathered together, meeting and eating together and praying. And you can't read Acts and not see them being together and the importance of community. The third thing that we noticed is it's not our own power that accomplishes great things. It's God's power at work through us. So, like, we on our own can't do anything, but with God's power in us, we can do so many things through him. Does anybody have any examples of, like, people doing, like, crazy things that shouldn't be able to happen, but because of God, they happened?
Several people escaped from prison.
Several people did escape from prison. This is true. They were locked in there, and then angels went, woo, and they got out. That's Emma's paraphrase version. Yep. Peter and, who was he with? Peter, when he healed the lame beggar, there was a few lame, blind people that got healed. Yeah.
The one person got, like, God actually sent him one place to another.
Oh, yes.
He was just, like, here, and then he was there.
Yes.
It was pretty neat.
That was Philip. And what chapter is that in? I don't remember. Chapter 8? Yep, end of chapter 8, Philip gets teleported, so that's kind of a fun story. Yeah, so God can do really amazing things. Another big theme was that salvation is for all, both the Jews and the Greeks. So salvation was sent first to the Jews, and whenever Paul went to the different towns on his journeys, who did he go through first, the Jews or the Greeks?
The Jews.
He went to the Jews, he went to the synagogues, he preached to those people, and then if they rejected it, he would go and he would teach the Greeks as well. And it's really cool. As you read the Bible, you can see all these different points in Scripture leading up to God's desire for everyone to know, come to know him, and not just the Jews. So that was a super cool theme in there. Another thing was to encourage and uplift our brothers and sisters in Christ. Multiple times you see the people praying for each other, praying for Paul. After, like, sometimes they get out of prison, they go back together, they pray together, and they just really encourage and build each other up. Number 6 is share your what?
Story.
I hammered this into their brains. I said it, like, every single week. Share your story of what God has done in your life. And like Stephen does that, he shares the story, like all a condensed version of like all of Jewish history in chapter 7. And like everywhere Paul goes, one of them made the point, like he tells like the whole story of Jesus. Like everywhere he goes, it's like written out in most of the places he goes. And like we have a story, each of us have a story, each of our stories are unique. My story is not Jonas's story. Jonas's story is not Alex's story. And that's good. God gave us each unique stories because our different stories can help different people. So I just encouraged them to share the story of what God has done in their life. And I gave them the opportunity to do that. And they did. And it was really awesome to hear. And so like the last main point that I have today is God gets the glory. And throughout all these miracles that are done, at the end of it, people point, like the crowd that's watching back to God and kind of going along with sharing your story, is like they take every opportunity to share their story. In chapter 3 of Acts, when Peter heals the lame beggar, he heals them, and then Peter sees there's a crowd. He's like, well, I might as well tell you all about Jesus. Here we go. And then he just starts preaching to them. So taking every opportunity and then pointing people back to God, and that he gets the glory. So yeah, that's all I have for today. Kind of short, but we learned a lot from Acts, and I'm excited to see what we do next year. Everybody confirmed? I don't know. They said I could be youth director one more year. So I am excited to work with the youth again, and just, y'all are a blessing. So thank you for showing up every Tuesday, Uncle Darwin.
Could I share a little story?
Sure. Go for it.
My wife and I are thanking God this morning for God's protection. Our daughter-in-law, Allie, and our granddaughter, Lenora, were on the way to the airport to pick up Allie's brother. And it was either Orlando or Jacksonville Airport. And they were on the expressway doing 70 miles an hour, and somebody sideswiped them. The car that sideswiped them kept on going, but the sideswipe sent their car into a spin, crashing into the center concrete barrier. That was terrifying enough. But they waited 6 to 8 minutes for the police to show up, and Allie she sat there for 6 to 8 minutes thinking her life was over. Cars at 70 miles an hour plus would come at them, swerving and missing them the last second. And Allie thought, not the trauma only of the crash, but the trauma of the 6 to 8 minutes of cars missing them, barely missing them. A car and a pickup truck, a mother that was taking a child, her family, to a birthday party stopped and helped them. Allie and Lenora, thank God for car seats. Lenora and Allie were virtually unscratched and unscathed. Allie was sore the day after, went to the doctor on Friday to be checked out, I guess. And virtually okay. And God, I've been reading through the Bible in a year. It just so happened yesterday morning I was reading, the daily reading was Psalms 91, God's Word. I lost two sisters. We could have lost Allie and Lenora. God's sovereign. I have a wonderful half-brother, Kevin, and a sweet sister-in-law and nieces and nephews. God takes care of the detail. I just wanted to also say this woman that stopped, the good Samaritaness woman, was supposed to go to a birthday party. She took Allie and Lenora home an hour or two out of their way. She sat through the ordeal with the police and the police reports and messed up her birthday evening, but just wanted to reach out and help Allie and Lenora. God is good.
Yeah, praise the Lord for their protection. We do need to do this more. We need to share the stories of what the good things that God has done and the protection that he provides and the hope that he gives. There's so much junk going on in the world right now and so much bad and so much controversy that we could focus on. But I just want to encourage you guys this week to, what's the good things that God's done in your life? And choose to, like, what does it say? Focus on what is good and what is true and pure and lovely and uplifting. And just focus on that and share that and be an encouragement. So yeah, thanks guys for sharing and standing up here.